Ice cold beer!
Popcorn, peanuts, Cracker Jack.
I know what the big deal about Cracker Jack is. Did you ever go and buy a pack of Cracker Jack thinking you'd get a prize and find no prize in the box?
Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
To the ball game, take me out to the crowd, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jacks. I don't care if I ever get back. We'll root for the home team. If they don't win, it's a shame. 1, 2, 3 strikes you out at the old ball game.
All right, welcome back to the Bench Jockeys here on 101.5 UMFM. I'm Michael Elves, joined from a safe distance by Brian Svensson.
Hey, hi, howdy.
And on the bullpen phone, Chris Zug.
I think we're 24 feet apart this week.
Yeah.
We've added extra distance.
And just, you know, thankfully, we are this is going to work because Michael had some internet issues, and this is 2020. So somehow, by the grace of whatever, we are going to try and make this work today.
We are as far from each other as Cleveland is from actually changing their name.
Well, no, hold on. I wanted to jump into it real quick here before we get going here, because the big story of the week was that the Expos are coming back in 2028, right? That's what everyone was talking about.
That was one of the stories.
I'm just joking. I know. We won't leave it there. It's all right. It's all good. That was my big story of the week. But anyways.
Before we do dive into anything, I do have to say that I got a text message from a frequent listener of the Pity Party, not a frequent listener of this and not even a baseball fan, who texted me and said, quote, "I was driving around last Friday and was listening to you, Mike, and some hilariously bitter guy argue about baseball."
Love it. So why were they talking about you like that?
He's talking about you, Zook. You're the hilariously bitter one.
I understand that. That's the joke. All right. Maybe you should get 48 feet away. All right. So that's good. You got one listener. That's a good thing, right? So happy holidays to him, right?
I have my mom as well. So
hold on 1 second here. Can we not share the name, or is this anonymous?
He is also a member. He's also a not anonymous. He is a another volunteer at the station who has a show of his own. So,
well, let's hear it. What's the name?
I'm not going to out him.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. That's all right. Well, you know what? I'll take that as a compliment for 2020. I'll take anything. Right
now. The hilariously bitter guy.
Hilariously bitter guy.
I guess that's me.
You have to change your Twitter bio.
Never. Okay, so can we start with the big one here? I know Jarek Mikitiak, if we could have him on, he would be, you know, sometimes when we were in person, he'd pop into the studio and talk about his beloved Cleveland baseball team.
This is definitely one of the drawbacks of recording it ahead of time by Zoom, is he can't just like pop on and be like, oh my God.
Right, exactly. Now, I'm going to jump to the meat of this for a second, all right? Can I do this?
Absolutely.
But I'm going to. I don't understand, honestly, it's somewhere, I guess this is offensive, or we've now looked at this after 100 years and we say we're going to change this, but we're going to keep making money in 2021 off the logo and the name one more year before we change it. What is that about?
See, yeah, like this is the, when I heard the first bit of news, it was like, oh, finally.
Even the Washington football team at least finally sort of ish got it right, right?
Well,
at
they
least
did.
They said, hey, we're going to change the name.
And we don't know what we're going to change it to.
Exactly. But we're going to put this moniker, whatever ridiculous it is, and we're going to keep the same colors and all this stuff, but we're at least changing what people want to get changed, or you know. And so they want to change the nickname, right? Fine. So change it now.
See, no, like, this is 2020 for you. Somehow Larry Dolan made Dan Snyder look good as an owner.
It's just disgusting. You know, it's absolutely, you know, it basically just sitting there saying, hey, you know, we're fine with it. It's racist, but not racist enough for us to change it for a year, which is ridiculous. It's absolutely
right. So we're supposed to clap. Like, we're supposed to give the clap because they're going to change it, right? That was what the original headline was. And then afterwards, it was like, oh, by the way, yeah, we're going to change it in 2022. We're going to need at least one more year to make some more money off this before we change it to whatever. Like, I mean, come on. You guys have been thinking about this. It's not like it just came up. This has been talked about forever, right? Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? It's not like the same thing with the Washington football team. Like, it's not like it just came up. Now I get it. Like, you got to go through copyright and all that stuff. That's all fine. Hey, somehow the football team did it. And guess what? They're, you know what? At least they at least got rid of it. You know, that's the whole point is, if you're going to get rid of it, get rid of it. If you don't, then don't get rid of it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, they held on to it forever. Same both ways. They've had it for 105 years. Well, we'll make it 106 and then we'll get rid of it. I just don't understand.
Feel that it's a problem that needs to be addressed. What is it about this problem that makes you also feel that, like, you don't really need to address it just yet? Like, this money is the inexplicable thing about it.
Money. It's all about money. That's the only way I can see it, right? Is it?
Like, are you anticipating they're going to sell a lot of, like?
They're just trying to get rid of literally all their merchandise this year of whatever. And because they're actually going to win both ways. Do you understand how this works economically? They're going to get all the nostalgic people. I'm going to buy the old stuff before it changes. And then when they get the new stuff, guess what? Everyone's going to buy the new stuff. So they get two hits on this instead of one. It's to me, it's just pure economics. That's the only way I can see it.
You know what? That's a very cynical view of it, and I actually think that's probably right.
I was going to say cynicism.
I hate to. I would love to say, like, I'll give you the optimistic thing, and that they're going through copyright, and they want to have the people have their say.
Nah, but
and
they've
all
been working on this
but
for a course, long time.
But that's the thing, right? Okay, so let me tell
you. At least
this.
They should have been working on this
of course.
For a long time.
So here's the thing. People don't know some of the history. I read some about this, you know, after it happened, right? The headlines and all this stuff. You know what the irony about all this stuff was? That back in 1905, when this happened, was it 19 or 1915? 1915, when they went to the new nickname, it was their fifth name of the team in like 10 or 15 years, and it was named temporarily, is what they said in the paper at that time, right? It was in the newspaper about this, the statement they came out. So temporarily, for 105 years, they've had this nickname, right? So I mean, stop it with the history and all this stuff. It's just, you know what? If you want to embrace it, stay with it. But if you don't, then drop it right now, today. And this is, to me, it's a classic 2020. Let's all celebrate something that really isn't really there to be celebrated about, right? I mean, first of all, they should have done this 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, 40 years ago, 50 years ago. So whatever, right? Like, to me, it's like, great, better late than never, but we still have to wait another year before it happens.
It's
how's awful. That for being hilariously bitter, right?
Well, I mean, it's hilariously bitter and correct, though. I mean, it's
that's unfortunate. I wish there was something better to be said about it. I mean, there is. What's the positive? The one positive out of it is eventually it will get changed.
We say that, but what happens?
Yeah, but I mean, how?
What happens
how
when it happens next heels? Year? Yeah.
Because we're going to get rid of it. We're going to retire the Chief Wahoo logo. And even then, when they like switched to that block C for their home thing, they continued to use the Wahoo for, you know, throwback and
side patch,
shoulder patches,
patches
and stuff. It's like they never commit to it. They always try to like soft shoe their appeasements.
I will say this also. So what is it? Progressive Park? I don't even know what it's called now. Something like that, right? Like they
it's Regressive Park, really.
Right, exactly. So is that what it's? I don't even know. Well, whatever.
It's Progressive Field.
Sure. So they have the nickname right on the center field Jumbotron or whatever, right? It's like you can't miss it, right? If you see pictures of it, or if you ever been to the field, right? So that's one thing they're gonna have. They're gonna, you know, it's like no different like UND when they had all the logos on the arena, right? You're gonna have to take everything off, right? And yeah, so take.
Well, UND off. Went about it the right way, right? They just. Right. Axed everything,
right? And well, that's what you got to do, isn't it? You got to rip the band-aid off. If you're going to do it, you got to rip it off. You can't just sort of, you know, kind of, you know, slowly, and then maybe put it back, and then slow. Like, this is crazy. Like, to me, it's like it's either in or out. And so now, you know, great, you know, good for them. And so maybe I will say the one thing is, I know Jared, I texted about this, is maybe the curse gets lifted, right? In some, I mean, I know they've won with the name, but maybe that was something dragging on this, whatever. The franchise needs a newness to it. And so the unfortunate thing is they got one more year of this, and hopefully they change it in 2022.
Well, I'm gonna hold my breath on that, but I mean, we'll see. Eventually, I mean, the same family that owns the Knicks too,
right? Right. So are we saying a year from now you don't think it's gonna have a new name by then? So we're going into the 2022 season, and if there is a season,
there is a non-zero chance that they backtrack. Don't.
They can't renege now, can they? They mean,
yeah, they absolutely can. I mean, they shouldn't, but they. I mean, absolutely. If they if they get enough crazy, angry emails from regressive, racist people being like, "Well, why change a name that's been there for 115 years? Nobody's offended by it."
If they get
enough of that vocal minority nonsense, there's a non-zero chance.
I'll say this, you know, because you hear also cancel culture a lot and all that stuff, and this isn't it, but I would say I'll be the optimist, and I say a year from now they will have a new name.
I honestly don't have a problem with cancel culture. If you do something awful, then you deserve to have people tell other people that you're awful and tell people to stop.
No, but it's an excuse, right? That people use it,
sure,
know, whatever way they want to use it for, right? It's just ridiculous. If it's wrong, it's wrong. I just
yeah, I agree. You know, with you. I can't believe I'm saying this, but
I know. Well, it's the end of the year, so you know we can do this, right? We can actually agree with each other once in a while. So I mean, can we go to maybe, I don't know, like. There was some good news, I thought, this week for Major League Baseball, too.
Speaking of addressing historical wrongs?
Yes.
Yes. Is that a good thing? I think it's at least a good thing. I know it's better late than never, but there isn't that a positive? So maybe Michael, or Brian, can someone explain sort of if people didn't hear the because it might have got overshadowed this week.
Well, I think it's gotten enough play that, like, you know, I heard it on the information radio sports segment the other day. So it was announced by Major League Baseball that the Negro Leagues would be considered a major league on the same level as the majors. And so the stats accrued by players in the Negro Leagues would be considered of equivalent status and folded into the history of Major League Baseball stats. There are still a bunch of questions around how this is going to kind of work out. Obviously it does not address the fact that, like, the players who played in the Negro Leagues did so out of necessity because they were shut out of Major League Baseball. Nothing is going to right that. This does come on the 100th anniversary of the Negro Leagues, which we have talked about. We talked about the tip your cap to the Negro Leagues earlier this summer. It's, you know, timely in the sense that it is the centennial, but it is like beyond time in terms of its, you know, I mean, Major League Baseball could have done this at any point. I mean, way back, right? Like, I mean, they could have. Acknowledged as soon as black players started playing in the major league, said, you know what, we were wrong to exclude these players. Now that they're in the Negro Leagues, you know, having gone to the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown, there is a great display of the Negro Leagues, but I mean, it's, you know, a small space compared to the entirety of the Baseball Hall of Fame, and felt kind of representative of kind of how it had been portrayed against the history of Major League Baseball.
Yeah, and I mean, there shouldn't have been a color barrier in the first place, but you know, not everybody is as progressive as we are. And Lord only knows what we would have been like back then, right? But it's good that they're, you know, it obviously it sucks that it had to take this long to get there, but like Zook said, better late than never. They were major before that. We all knew that they were major before that. You know, we knew that the players in there were just as good, if not better, than the ones playing in the major leagues. And for a long, long, long time, in arguments about historical relevance, I've always said that I don't care about players who played before the color barrier broke, like, at all. Like, it just doesn't.
Brian, that's another rabbit hole, right? But I think you're right in some respects, is that until Jackie Robinson and maybe even more into the 50s, right? You know, so he comes in at 47, I think. And then I would agree with you and definitely about that, because it wasn't against all the best players.
They weren't playing against the best players.
There was two different leagues, right? And one league had the Negro Baseball League had phenomenal players that could not play on the equal footing as major league players. And so, yeah, that is, I would totally agree. I do still say, you know, at least they do get some recognition. Most, you know, obviously after the time of what happened, but I would say one thing would be interesting, because we've also talked about, so I've been fortunate to be at the Negro Baseball Hall of Fame, is it'd be interesting, because it's not Cooperstown.
Yeah, so are they going to put those guys in Cooperstown now?
Right, interesting. So that's what I'd like to see, is how do they build that up now, right? If you have now just said that they're now part of Major League Baseball, right? They're part of the majors. So
the Veterans Committee should just put them in. Like, all the best ones, they should undertake this and, like, put in
one, right?
Four guys a year, five guys a year.
Right, whatever. Yes, you should have, what, that first year when the Hall of Fame started and they had the inaugural group. I mean, you should have an inaugural group that isn't already in there, right, in the Hall of Fame, and build that out. Because if you're going to do it, don't just play lip service to it. You have to go all the way with this, right? And that's, to me, a first, I think, good step. Yes, very late to the party, but at least they're there now. Can they move forward with this? And I think also just to enhance that of what's in Kansas City, because it's a fantastic Hall of Fame. I would tell everyone to go there to see that, and then grab some barbecue as well in Kansas City and watch a Royals game. You would just have a phenomenal weekend whenever this is done with the pandemic. I highly recommend it to everyone. But yeah, I mean, it was at least, and I'll be interested about the timing there too, because I always think in the communication world is that sort of, they might have done this because after the Indians sort of a bit of the fiasco afterwards, it's like, hey, we got to get some good news out there a bit to end the year with. So I still think it's a positive, regardless of that it was obviously way too late, but better late than never.
So one of the questions that has swirled around this is about whether Josh Gibson would become the officially recognized home run king. Researchers are saying not so fast. I was reading a CBS sports piece by Matt Snyder, quoting seamheads.com, who have been doing work on searching for and finding official box scores from Negro League games.
Right.
Obviously, they can't find everything, or it's very difficult to find a lot of those box scores. Rumored that Josh Gibson had hit around 900 home runs, obviously more than Barry Bonds' record of 762. But as of right now, the only tally they can definitively say is 238.
So Mike, I'm just curious, because that's one part I didn't know about. Do they know what percentage they have of kind of box scores of stats of the Negro Baseball League?
So, I mean, there were newspapers who were doing it, but available? Not all of them were capped. Yeah. Not all the gotcha. Games were. Yeah. And
so some of that will just never be, they won't get to 100%, but I was just curious if there's a percentage out there of the games that were played. Is it 25, 30 years? I can't quite I don't know if you have that figure around somewhere, but yeah, I mean, I just, it's just curious, like how much would be out there, because I mean, Josh Gibson is kind of the big one that a lot of people would say, yeah, he could be the home run king, but it's always going to be debatable because there just might not be the actual stats to back it up.
Right. And as it stands, I was reading, so in the piece, the CBS piece, Scott Simkus of Seamheads.com, he's a researcher, points out that a lot of the Negro League players may have played around like 150 to 175 games a summer, but of those, it would be 40, 50, 60 games against fellow Negro League clubs and then exhibition and barnstorming type games. So not all of those homers necessarily would count.
Place in league play.
Towards league play, exactly.
So I just read this up real quick here. So they say there's about approximately 3,400 players who played from 1920 to 1948 in the Negro Baseball League. So so that's 28 years. So I would think it's going to be hard pressed. I would just curious somewhere down the road, maybe in the through the holidays, kind of look up if someone has what percentage of those 28 years. And you're right, because I don't know if every year was the same year, right? Like games, right? There might have been various games, different games played per year and stuff. But it'd be just curious to sort of see what's out there, right? Because I would just think that if you're going to do this, then just go all the way and make sure that the players that are Hall of Fame players should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, it's certainly, I mean, that's inarguable. I think and it does make sense to maybe discount some of the barnstorming games, because as is pointed out, you know, winter baseball, a lot of Latin players play in Venezuela, Mexico, Cuba. Those homers don't count towards their major league totals.
No, and that's fair enough. I mean, if they're counting the Negro Baseball League, so then count, yeah. So then... Yeah, but that's the problem. Like, you know, are you going to get those 28 years of stats? No, but if they
there's a cutoff, right? They're not counting all the Negro League stats. They're only counting it up until Jackie breaks the color barrier, I think, in 1948, right?
Yeah, 1948. So, yeah, I mean, but
I think that's done on purpose. Although oddly, I think that's done on purpose to stop Hank Aaron from being the home run king again.
Well, I'm just curious because that's what I was curious about, because doesn't Hank play?
He's got nine home runs, and he had nine home runs in the 1952 season in the Negro Leagues, which would pass him because Bonds is only up on him by seven home runs. So if they counted, but that was 1952, so they're cutting it off in 48.
Well, that's interesting because if that actually happened, I feel Barry Bonds might make a comeback just to get those two home runs.
He could do it.
Speaking of the Negro Leagues, let's pour one out for Charlie Pride, the successful country music singer who, before he embarked on his country music career, pitched for the Memphis Red Sox in the Negro Leagues.
I did not know that, actually. That's fantastic.
I only found that out in looking at a PBS piece about Charlie Pride after his passing. So,
was he a lefty or a righty? Do you know that?
Oh, boy. You'd think I would pay attention to that kind of detail. You always ask me something that stumps me.
I try. You know, that's my bitter taste to me, you know.
Yeah, it says position pitcher, but it does not say which.
He could be ambidextrous. He could have been ambidextrous.
Unlikely. I mean, he was a great singer, but I don't know if
he was an excellent singer.
Ambidextrous pitcher. Good question. I guess maybe because he was a singer, I don't have a lot of pictures of him playing guitar, so maybe that would have suggested what he was as far as which his dominant hand was.
I'm just curious.
So 1953 and 58 Memphis Red Sox, and then the Birmingham Black Barons in 54.
There you go.
Yeah. Was there any other news you guys wanted to discuss there before?
Well, I actually did want to discuss for a second the Expos. Okay.
I know we kind of like jokingly you threw yourself in front of the bus to start the show. So,
and I would like to talk about Vladdy before we finish.
Oh, okay. Sure. So real quick, let's just on the Expos. So I believe what I read was that there is, like, if Tampa Bay doesn't get their act together in 2028, is that they were saying that they basically have to kind of get out of there, and they're looking to kind of do the half and half with Montreal. Now I feel it's just, you know, here I'm going to just dangle this shiny object, but if I'm Montreal, you know, to me, you know what Manfred could do to put him in the good books in my mind, get the Montreal Expos back into this league somehow, just expand this somehow, get them to build a stadium. If Toronto's going to build a new stadium, they have, you know, just have the Expos play there. I don't care where they play, right? Just get the Montreal Expos back in this league where they got stolen away, and then you'll be the greatest commissioner in my eyes.
It's a low bar for him to get over.
Well, I mean, a low bar. I mean, is that going to happen in my lifetime? I don't know if they're going to come back, but I would love to see it. I mean, there is no reason they should have been taken away. Hey, and Michael, you know that. They were going to take away your Twins as well. They were going to contract both those teams for no apparent reason. And, you know, thankfully, you know, the Minnesota survived and they got a great ball field and all that stuff. But anyways, we'll see what happens. I mean, I feel this is just a lot of posturing, but, you know, we need a lot of ray of sunshine, you know, to get through the end of this year.
Yeah,
I'll tell you who my ray of sunshine is. It's Vladimir Guerrero Jr., who is mashing in the Dominican Winter League right now.
I have seen a little bit of this. He is lighting up, Ryan.
He is mashing in the Dominican Winter League right now, and he's loving it. He is in 25 plate appearances through six games. He has hit three home runs, nine hits, three doubles. He's driven in eight runs. He's hitting a minty 375, 400, 750.
I know this will never happen. Why doesn't the Blue Jays just play there, right, for this year? Forget about Buffalo. I mean,
they're playing in Tampa.
But I'm saying Montreal played in Puerto Rico, you know, for some games before they were done, right? Why not just play in Dominican and Vladdy would be the MVP next year?
Because I don't think, I don't think there are enough players who would feel okay and safe playing there. Plus, like, you gotta cross borders still to get there, right?
Yeah.
Right. That would, and depending on the strictures about, you know, sure, quarantine.
That's fair enough.
Yeah.
But good for him. I'm happy. I hope he takes that back over.
Save some of it for the season.
Well, I mean, as long as he figures out the whole launch angle thing, it's great.
What are the ballpark dimensions in there? Like, are these like comparable?
Oh, I know. It's really hard to find that out. I'm lucky.
I'm just curious about like fences, you know.
Asking Charlie Pride if he's
I know.
I mean, my goodness, like, give me dimension of you know.
The Jays and the reporters keep posting videos of him launching balls into the whatever river on the other side of the ballpark.
As long as it's not a ballpark like the old Winnipeg Stadium. Now, you guys, I don't know if you remember this or not, but the Goldeyes played their first couple years, I think.
The Bombers Stadium?
Yeah, the Bombers Stadium. And the porch, I think the left field or something like that was like 260 or something insane. It was absolutely ridiculous. I mean, you and me could probably hit a couple of dingers out of that ballpark, right? So I think there is an honest, like, so Brian, does it seem like it's a normal stadium?
It looks normal.
Okay.
That's all good. I can say is it looks normal based on what I'm seeing.
Well, good for him. Hopefully he can translate that into major league pitching and the Blue Jays would be that much stronger next year then.
So your Christmas wish is that he brings that juice back to
Well, I have a lot of Christmas wishes, but that is the biggest one so far. Vladdy is probably my favorite player in the league right now, and he's fun to watch, and I just want him to be good at baseball. I've been waiting so long for him to be good at baseball that I just want him to be good at baseball in the majors.
You see that? See, this is the end of the sort of the holidays are coming up and stuff. I just need the Expos to come back. You just want Vladdy to be an MVP player. Michael, and you'd want the Twins to actually win a postseason game.
That's a perennial Christmas wish for me.
I mean, that's been going on, what, almost 20 years now. I mean, this is crazy. At least one thing is they have a record. You got to give them that.
At least it's not as long as the Cleveland team has had their terrible name.
Well, it's still going, Mike. I hate to say it. That record keeps going every year if they don't win one.
I know, but it's I'm saying
way to go. They've got
as far as records go, it's not like a heinous one. So
that is by any chance, did you hear anything from Jared this week? Just out of curiosity, that
I have some text messages.
Oh, okay.
I have some text.
Can you read them actually, or are they just private? Are they anonymous? You know.
Sure.
What
so
about that hilarious bitter guy again?
We were talking about it, and he mentioned that he was excited about it. At first, he said long overdue. He said they might go the Cleveland baseball team route. It wouldn't be his favorite choice, but you know, it's better than obviously nothing. And then when he found out it was for 2021, he was really disappointed, and he said, finally a step in the right direction, quickly followed by a step backwards. It just makes no sense at all. Washington showed a way to get it done quickly, and if they didn't have a new name in mind, they could have just followed that model. Obviously, there are replacements floating around the fan community, any of which would have been far more preferable to the current. Just pick one and let's move on. Continuing to pump the brakes is driven by money and greed. I've long since retired anything that I own with the name or Wahoo logo on it, as any proper fan has. Just go on. Just get on with it, Dolan, you expletive.
Yeah. I will say this. I mean, you know, even if they want to just have it for a year, like the easiest name is just give it to Spiders. Like that's what the original name was way back when. You could have that as a caretaker name for a year. I don't know. Like, how hard is this? It just put a name down. Either say it's a Cleveland baseball team, like the Washington.
Well, okay,
team,
so.
Or just name it something just for the year. And then if people like it, they could stay with it. If they don't, then they change it. It's not, I mean.
So, okay. So, I mean, if the easiest.
Why don't they just call it Cleveland?
It is
they don't
easy.
Even have to have a nickname. Cleveland.
It is easy to go the Cleveland professional baseball team route. That is easy. Changing the name is not. Getting a brand new name.
Yeah, I know.
I know, because they're like Jared keeps saying that it's easy. It's easy to just go with the Cleveland professional baseball team name, which fine. If that's the way they want to go, whatever. But like you have to get all kinds of trademarks
and copyrights
and copyrights, and you got to clear with the league and the rest of the owners in a board.
But here's the thing:
and you have to get graphic designers on it to get
fair enough. But Brian, logo. but you got to be honest here, right? Don't you think they've already been doing this for six years? Like they have
probably.
They have five names right now they could go with if they wanted to, right? They could do an instant poll thing to get the fans involved. Like to me, it's just like all of a sudden this epiphany.
Well, I don't
know
that you
want to
get
out of nowhere
because that's how you
boat face. Yeah, you get the boat face. I got that. But you would just give them only three options. It was similar like Seattle with their hockey team, right? You only give three options and you got to pick one of the three. But the thing is also, it's just like I feel it's kind of weird too, is like this sort of thing, this somewhere this epiphany came out this week, oh, we're gonna change a name. Like what changed? Like, you know what I mean? Nothing changed.
They're just trying to satisfy, they're just trying to play both aisles, right? They're just trying to satisfy the woke crowd, and then they're also trying to satisfy all the dumb dickheads who are regressive and racist. And
I love your holiday spirit, Brian. It's fantastic. on a Christmas card? Because I'm just wondering.
I'm sure you can find a Christmas card like that. Yeah. This day and age, there's
I'm sure there's a card for everything.
There's something for everyone. We are going to take a Christmas break.
Yes.
And because Christmas happens to fall on a Friday, we'll have seasonal selections on air on UMFM. Are you doing a sad Christmas party?
Better believe it.
Are you ever right in the middle of right after everyone's like had their like Christmas lunch? It'll be the
what would be your top sad dessert? Like Brian, would you have a top sad song?
Bright Eyes. Does an incredible they have an incredible Christmas album, including Blue Christmas. They do a great cover of Elvis's Blue Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And I think that's probably, I mean, that is the saddest song by one of the saddest bands, right? I've got a bunch of other ones.
Don't give it all away. You want to just tease
save some
people.
For
you want to tease people to listen on Christmas. Is it going to be on Christmas Day?
Yeah. Yes.
I'll tell you, after I eat like, 12,000 calories, I'll be listening to the pity party.
Good. You should. It's going to be great.
So we'll be back in January because it happens to the two Fridays successively land on Christmas and New Year's Day. And yes. So we'll be taking both of those off.
How about happy holidays to all our listeners out there, the vast amounts of them. And you know what? All a prosperous and a better new year to come up. It can't get any worse than 2020.
Absolutely. Take care, safe holidays, and we'll be back in 2021.
Strike three, you're out.